Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition to not SNL Radio, but JGBBW Adult Radio. I'm your host, Matt, and for standing for Gmail, we got Sasha up in here. What's up?
Hey.
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 So today, we're going to have to get in here to Miss Chantrice Lowry. She's a BBW promoter for BBW and male stripper.
Oh.
I know, this is the first time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
A first time for everything. So let me see. Let me see if this is her over here. Miss Lowry, are you on?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good. So I know I found you, and you know, your profile intrigued me because you are the first, you know, plus-size woman who actually, you know, promotes, you know, male strippers. How did that become, you know, how did you get into all that?
Oh, wow. Someone actually, well, I manage girls, the BBW dancers, but a male dancer came up to me. He was trying to really get into the industry, and I don't know, I guess he just thought I knew about the male industry, and we linked up, and I just knew people because I knew that some of the promoters with the female shows, and I kind of linked up. We linked up, and yeah, I've been promoting his shows, and he's been on shows, and I got guys hitting me up like, "Hey, can you manage me?" Of course, of course. Of course.
So,
sexy men in my face.
You already knew his qualification.
Well, he actually was doing private shows, but he had never done, like, an event. So I had already seen a little bit of his work. So he was kind of had his feet wet a little bit. So, yeah, he was good. He gave me a little bit to work with. Gave me a little something to work with, yeah.
Right. So for those who are aspiring male dancers, oh, I'll... That's too nice. I'm going to put it, you know, the dirty way. Male strippers.
Mm-hmm.
What is the qualification that, you know, you will be looking for you to manage that?
Just sexy, for one. I hate to say that because I am a BBW, and a lot of times, you know, people get offended like, okay, well, you're not in shape. What you mean? But
no.
But,
don't,
you know,
be
I mean. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like you got to be in shape and you got to have a certain look. I mean, it's sad, but, you know, you got to have a certain look. And you got to be willing to travel, willing to dance. I got some dancers that I went to see, I've seen, and they don't like to interact with the women. A lot of the women, they want a fantasy. So be able to interact with any type of woman. I don't care if she's fat, you attracted to her or not. Money is green. Money is money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's it. It's not really hard. It's just that mainly just have the drive to want to do it and be able to listen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that they have to be in shape, keep it tight, mm-hmm. keep it right. I mean, because it's expected of the female dancers and what they do. So
exactly.
Why should they not be expected to? I mean,
but, you
I'm
know,
just
coming
saying.
From, like, plus size, because I don't deal with smaller. You know, I just deal with the BBW plus size. But you know how it is. Like, sometimes they look at us, okay, well, you're not in shape. I'm like, we may not be in shape physique-wise, but we're what a lot of guys like. Like, I had 18,000
mm-hmm.
followers. And I'm fat.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, don't play me and say we can't do this or we can't say that or we can't do that. Trust me, it's all about what the individual likes and what sells.
Exactly. And you need to, and I totally agree, because I've been to some male review shows in ATL, and they have not wanted to interact. You know, they don't like,
right.
they didn't like fat girls. But I'm like,
mm-hmm.
well,
mm-hmm.
that's okay. Because my dollars and my 20s don't like you either.
Exactly. They're going to stay in my pocket. If you don't want to come to me, cool. I'll keep my money.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Exactly what it was about. Exactly what it was about. So I totally
And that's why
agree.
I tell the guys, I'm always like, interact with the lady. When we come to a show, We want some, and we want what we may not be getting at home. If I'm single, I want you up in my face. I want to put my dollars down there, like, you know, touch me, tease me.
Exactly. Make it work for them dollar bills.
That part.
I got a text question from someone. It's a female. She wants to know, with the male dancers, do they get totally nude or do they cover up the bottom part?
Well, it all depends on who's on that particular lineup. My guys, they get total nude. Not at first, because, you know, we don't want to send a shock factor around the audience. But by the end of the night, yes, it's total nude. I had one guy, this is my favorite guy, actually. He literally puts icing on a female's booty and licks all in between. Yeah, that part. Oh, you're going to be entertained, trust me.
So when you do events, do you do mostly private events or are you at location? Because I know, like I was saying, the strip show that I went to, it was in a hotel. And with them being there, they could not get totally nude. So does it matter the location that you are at that they can do that, or is it just mainly private events?
Well, it kind of depends on the city. Because a lot of, like, the city limits won't allow you to get total nude. Most of the time we try to do events, like, outside of city limits in little, like, hole in the walls. I hate to say. We try to do little hole in the wall places and, like, private, like you said, hotel parties are the best. You get to a nice suite, you can pretty much do what you want to. If you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
We ain't going to be into all that right now.
Yeah, we ain't going to do all that.
I can just imagine when I go to the female strip club, what they be doing up in there. Imagine what y'all be doing.
But wait, I don't condone that. Let me say that. I don't condone that.
Okay.
I don't condone any extra stuff.
Out slapping females with it and all the other good stuff.
After my event is over, if it's over at 10, after 10 o'clock, what you do? You're an adult. Do your thing. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing.
Because I've heard about some of those after parties.
Oh, my God. Listen, I can tell y'all stories for days outside in the parking lot, in the bathroom. I've had the girls going at it in the dressing room. Oh, please. I got stories.
Yep.
But it's all fun. It's all fun, though.
The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
So now
when it comes to the plus size female dancers, now, did you get into that just by chance, just like you did the males, or were you also entertaining yourself?
Oh, my gosh, no, definitely not me. No, of course not. you know, I've always, like, advocated for plus-size women. I did a radio show for years, and then I decided, I was like, you know what, I want to do some. You know what, I actually was on YouTube, I'm not kidding, and I saw these BBW girls just dancing, going at it, and I was like, you know what, I want to do that. And I got on Facebook and I was like looking for BBW dancers, yada yada. And my business partner hit me up and she was like, you know, hey, let's do this together. Let's link up. Me and her literally Kickback. Shout out to Kickback. we literally got flyers printed up the next day and went town to town, city to city, passing out flyers. And girls was coming up like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I might want to do this. Within like 2 months, we had a show put together. And it's been a wrap ever since.
Ooh.
Now, where do the girls travel at? Is like one like specific location that they mainly go to?
Well, right now we do North and South Carolina, but we got bookings for like Georgia, Tennessee. I mean, you book us and you can accommodate us, we will come.
Oh, okay. Now, if they want to get in contact with you, how do they go about doing that?
Hey, I was so waiting on that. you can hit me up personally. I have a freaky page. It's called Intoxication Brown. That's my page. Or if you want to hit the girls up for booking, yada, yada, hit us up at CTS BBW Entertainers. And that's like our whole page with the girls, the shows, the booking info, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, okay.
Are you currently looking for dancers, male or female, at this time, or you have your set crew that you got?
Oh, no. We are always looking for whomever wants to join. The bigger, the better. I mean, you know, some come, stay, leave, whatever. Yeah, we always need some. So hit us up. Definitely hit us up.
Is there, like, a specific type that you're looking for, like maybe, you know, big breast or big butt or something like that?
Me personally, I like booty, but, no, not in particular. I mean, you know, I want to be like, yeah, send me a big old booty, but, no, just be confident. You know, you got to not want to, it's kind of like having sex with your shirt off. If you're having sex with your shirt on, don't even hit us up. Don't even hit us up because you having sex with the lights off, don't even hit us up. We need confident females. I don't care what your body look like, it's not even about your body, really, it's about your confidence. You got some girls with nice bodies who don't even want to show nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get it together, ladies, for real. That's another topic, though. That body shaming and not having self-esteem, that's out the door. 2017.
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah, do you book the guys or the girls for, let's say, anything else besides dancing? Let's say they wanted to do, you know, adult modeling or adult videos?
I had a request of some adult video, but I don't really try to get into that. That's a bit much for me. So I try not to do any of that. Modeling, yeah, they can definitely do that if they prefer. And it's not just about adult entertainment. It's just about plus-size awareness, period. Like, if you just want to, you know, like you said, maybe do a radio show or you want to promote clothing line or whatever, that's what we're about. Just BBW, period.
Okay. So let's just say somebody hits you up and says, hey, I need two BBWs to do this fashion line for me. Now, do like they have to pay for like the traveling fees and hotel expenses like that?
Absolutely, depending on the location.
Okay. is it like an average fee that the per person that you want?
Is there what?
Like a per person fee, like say for them to show up, it's like $250
up front. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're going to pay your deposit. That way we know you're serious. You're going to do your contract. I mean, we're really serious about it. So you're going to do your contract, and then we're going to deliver whatever you need. Per person.
You're the first person for her is talking about a contract. That's real good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it wasn't always like that. You know, you grow and you learn.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do, what you don't need to do in this industry is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yep.
It's everyone. So do you do, when you book parties for, you know, your strippers, male women, do you do co-ed parties, those types of things, you know, at the same time?
We did do an event where we had the guys come on first, and then the second half, the girls came. Yeah, because whoever wants to stay has to pay double. Like, the girls may be 20 for a ticket, the guys may be 20. If you're going to stay for both, you pay $40. You know, but, yeah, we do anything you need. Absolutely. Those are fun. Those are fun because most of the time the guys will stay for the girls. So, you know what I mean? You're for certain that you're going to have an audience.
Right.
And vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. Okay.
He's like, oh, okay. Okay.
So,
what do I say now?
What's that?
I'm sorry. I'm like, you're like, what do I say now? Oh, my God.
Oh, see, that's a I mean, that's like the first time I heard like a co-ed party was like maybe on what's that HBO special?
No, don't put me on HBO, no.
Oh, no.
Anime. Can I get, like, stars?
What was that, sex something? Confidential sex? I forgot what it was. You know, when they do, like, real sex.
Yeah, real sex.
Real sex.
Oh, yes. Does that still come on? I love that show. I'm always, like, on YouPorn or RedTube or, what is it, Tasty Blacks? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the first time I ever heard of a co-ed party, like a building, and one side was for the girls, the other side was for the guy.
Absolutely. You got to think outside of the box.
See, the thing about it is that I don't know what your fan base is. Will the guy actually stay for the male show?
If they're like buddies, they'll probably stay. Because, you know, I don't know if you know, but, you know, a lot of the male dancers, they kind of, like, team up with each other and, you know, ride for each other. So if they're, like, down there with their buddy, they might stay. I'm not going to say they're going to sit there and look.
Right.
But, you know, they might support, you know, the other dancer or something. But I don't know if they will look or all that good stuff. I don't know. But, I mean, if you got a male promoter that does a show, some of them record the other guys dancing or anything like that, I mean. If you confident in yourself, that shouldn't matter. You don't have to look at him slanging his thing around, but.
True. Agree.
Yeah, it's true. Because it's about money. And it's about.
Absolutely.
It's about money and it's about the performance. And absolutely. It's not about the fact that, you know, some guy is slanging his slung in another dude's face. Unless he wants that.
Now, I got guys that won't, you know, obviously dance for guys. And I'm like, you don't have to. They won't dance for guys. I had one guy go in, and it was a couple of guys in there. He was like, I don't do that. Void my contract out. I'm done. I'm done. And I don't blame him. Like, that's your preference. You know what I'm saying? No.
Yeah.
And those guys in it are going to probably pay more than the women.
Probably, but you know what? I would not even ruin my manhood for that. I would say, you know what? I'm sorry. I'd rather not even have them extra $20 in tips because that's not my thing.
I was just wondering because I know there's like a little myth about male dancers that they're gay. Are they?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I did not mean to say that. I'm sorry. I didn't use my inside voice.
That's all right.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. I don't question no one's sexuality. I don't know, but it's a lot of sex that was out there. Ooh. I don't know. Please don't be, honey. Please don't. Not that I'm against that. I'm just saying, you know, I want to keep my image of you messing around with me. Let me keep my fantasy, you know what I'm saying? Let me have my moment.
Some of them be performing those after parties. Now, I don't know. Now, I can understand if it may be some that might be a little bisexual, maybe. I don't know. But I think that's just a myth.
I never heard that myth ever. I mean, you got gay people everywhere, so I don't know.
That's what I say. I don't, you know. Just don't ruin it when I'm getting up there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, you know.
That's exactly right. I want to have my vision of you and me together.
Exactly.
Don't ruin it. I'm keeping my dollar.
Exactly. Whatever you do after the after party.
That's on you.
Exactly. So when you do a radio show, tell me a little bit about the radio show that you do. Do you still do it?
I don't do it as much. Obviously, you know, I'm kind of really focused on the entertainment thing now, but yeah, I was doing that for years. It's called Too High for Daytime, and it's also on the Blog Talk Network as well. Of course, it's rated X.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like everything I do gets thrown into that, so yeah.
It's for fun.
It definitely needs to come on about 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why my show is so late.
Right. Right, exactly.
Y'all just so nasty.
So
it's
nasty.
It's really a good, you know, relaxed state of mind. Normally, you'd be like, yeah, I'm sure she was in her what y'all say down here in Georgia?
If I was turned up.
Yeah, turned up stage. She's like, I want to see the vein, that motherfucker.
I was just sitting here having flashbacks.
Man, tell me your favorite stripper. Maybe she knows them. Go ahead.
I don't have a favorite.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You said it a couple of times.
My favorite stripper?
Yeah.
Mr. Cheeks is one of them. And, who's the other one?
You said Bolo or Bele, whatever his name is.
Bolo?
Bolo, yeah. Yes. Bolo, yay.
And
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. When I found out how young he was, I was just
kind of
like, ooh, damn.
Oh, that wouldn't matter to me. If he's like 21, over 21, I'm good.
Yeah, he's over 21 at the time, and I was like, damn, he's a baby, but damn, he can move.
He is so freaking fine, y'all.
Yeah,
oh, my God,
is.
He's so fine. He's so, yes.
Yeah, Bolo, and there was another one, dude, out of New York called, Mr. Romeo.
I don't know B-time dancers. I just know my nice locals around here, Desmond Smith. You need to look him up. His name is Pleasure. Oh, my God.
Mm.
He on YouTube?
Yes. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
He on YouTube?
I think he is. Yes.
Yeah, this girl posted a video, and it's like Mr. Pleasure stunting and I was like, oh, okay, that's nice.
I don't know about Mr. Pleasure, but I know he goes by Pleasure, Swaggy P. Yeah, I love him.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I have to look him up and see.
Definitely look him up.
What he working with.
Nice.
I have to go to one of these. Yeah, I've heard about going to some of these out-of-the-way places, you know, down in the country, in the dark, in the booth, they dive, and you get the
Absolutely.
Best.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can have the best time in some of those
dives.
So it's just like a female strip club.
It's not like a club.
Well, I mean, you know, a hole in the wall, to us that, you know, if it's a pole, it's a female, that's a
girl. Absolutely, that's a difference. That's the thing. That's the thing about female entertainers versus female strippers. Because, I'm sorry, entertainers, they have to entertain. See, strippers get away with being on the pole, sliding down the pole. You don't have that option when you are an entertainer. You have to slide on the floor or, you know, go to your, you know, someone you see in the audience. Yeah, it's a difference. Now, come on now, call it right.
Yeah.
Don't
play. Even though there's a pole, I don't see too many black girls with pole skills like that, you know.
Oh, you need to go on YouTube because I do it all the time because my inner skinny girl, I am a stripper on the pole. I do not play that.
Okay.
I have been on the pole.
Do you have your entertainers, your plus size entertainers, do you have those that work? They don't necessarily entertain that way, but they are barmaids. You have positions that you feel within your groups that they
we do like erotic type of massages as well. At the event, we set up a little area where we have like a massage table, maybe like a little candle sitting around it, just to get a little intimate time away from what's going on, which a lot of people don't do that because I'm like, if you come to see entertainers, most of the cops want to see entertainers.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we give you that option.
Uh-oh.
I like the little body.
What?
Get a
massage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I never heard of that. No, not just a massage, an erotic massage.
Erotic
massage. Happy ending?
No happy ending. And so many people ask me that. They're like, do I get a happy ending? Yeah, you get a happy ending. Thank you for your tip. I appreciate it.
I'm
so many people ask that. Like, can I get a happy? What kind of happy ending do you want? You know?
Oh,
like, Miss Wilson in the
past. Pretty love. Yeah. Sound like
okay.
That.
Oh, okay.
If you like the foot thing, you know, you massage his back with your feet, you know, something like that, you know.
Oh. No foot job, though.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I'm not touching. I'm not doing feet. Like, I'm sorry. That's not going to work. Like, I'm like, I like you.
So
I appreciate your support. I'm not doing your feet. That's not going to work.
He likes feet. So he wants.
Oh, he likes ooey's. Okay.
Yeah.
Not being judgmental, I'm sorry. To each his own, whatever you like. Whatever you like.
I was trying to get a job. Damn.
Definitely not feet.
I'm trying to get second stream of income, homegirl. I'm trying to find out. If you need somebody
to
do foot jobs.
No, absolutely not. I'm especially not a man's foot. I'm sorry. They don't like to keep them up. No.
No,
I wouldn't put nobody
spicy.
In that harm's way. No.
He likes spicy. He likes women's feet. He likes for you to, you know, stroke his
really?
Feet.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So many
now,
men have foot fetishes. Like, what is it? Why? Crazy.
I don't know. But it's entertaining, though.
Oh, my God. I don't even. Don't touch my feet. Like, you touch other parts. You got all this other stuff up here. You want my toes.
Girl, it's lucrative. It's lucrative. If you get the right one.
I got to get the right one. Maybe I had the wrong one, but I need you other places. Maybe I need the right one.
Yep. Yep. You need the right one.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You changed your whole outlook.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We're doing all that. I need to try that.
Girl, you missing out.
Oh,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying, because there are so many different avenues, you know, of BBW entertaining. There are those that do the foot jobs. They're foot models, and they do those types of things, and I was just wondering, because you don't really hear about those things happening at parties. Now, there are parties that happen for people that are into feet. They just are foot lovers, you know, but you never really hear them intermingling with other types of BBW or, you know, sexual entertainment. Mm-hmm. So
There's room for everything, I guess. So.
Yeah.
There's room for it all.
See if I can start that.
Trust me, it's room for everything. I've seen so much and heard so much with the, what is it, the, I can't even remember what it is, where they beat the people up and chain them up and, what is that stuff called, S&M or something like that, or?
Yeah, BDSM.
BSDM or something, I'm like, oh my God. You got to chain me up, I'm good. You're going to blow my high and everything. Like, that's not going to work for me at all. So much. Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn. That's funny. Well, anyway. So tell everyone where they can get in contact with you or your your crew and hire y'all out and where you're having your
people. You say hire us out.
That's that country.
Yes. That's oh, that was so funny. Please don't hire us out, please. Oh my god. Oh god, it was so funny.
You know what I mean.
Okay. I do. I'm just joking with you. Hit me up, Intoxication Brown. I like that name, it's kinda cute. Or you can go to our page, it's CT, that's like Cat Tom S BBW Entertainers.
Okay.
CTS BBW Entertainers.
All right. And
how do you spell intoxication? Because I know there's like two ways of spelling it, so.
Really?
Yeah,
I-N-T.
You know,
huh?
Oh, go ahead.
I gotta look it up. Hold on, I gotta look it up real quick.
Okay.
I'm slow. Let me see. Okay. Wait a minute, I haven't found it. You put me really on the spot, didn't you? Nigga, like, dang, how you have a name? Dang. Okay, oh, here it is. INTOXICATION. Dang, I need to change that to something I can do, like liquor. Or drunk.
I'm drunk.
What the fuck? Oh my god, that was funny. Well, thank you. Now I feel like I need to go back to high school.
Don't feel bad. It happens.
Oh my god. God, I had so many laughs tonight. It's crazy. Oh, that was so funny. Gosh, my cheeks hurt from laughing so hard.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Oh gosh.
Do you have a event coming up?
It's kind of indefinite right now, but yeah, we're trying to do something. I don't want to put it out there yet because I'll get fussed at, but just hit me up on my pages and, you know, you'll be able to see the upcoming events.
Okay.
It's going to be one of those little co-ed ones, so, yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a place where it may be? In the city?
It's going to be somewhere in South Carolina. I do know that. For sure, no. I'm just kind of waiting on confirmation from people. So, like I said, you know, anyone listening, just hit us up on the pages and definitely keep you updated.
And if someone is interested in, you know, becoming an entertainer with you, can they go to your same page and put in, an application, or how do they do
that? No, just message us, and me or my partner will get back to you really quickly, normally a day or so. We got to.
Okay. Yeah, they want to get hired.
If you want to get hired, because we are hired. Definitely hit us up.
Looking for a job.
And anyone listening too, like I wanna I'm looking for a white girl BBW. You know, everybody like a little snow bunny every now and again. So that's something new I wanna try. So sexy white chicks. That didn't even but cute white chicks, hit me up. Definitely hit me up. Matter of fact, 1-843-862-0497. That's my number. My business number, because y'all can get crazy sometimes. Hit me up, and let's talk about being hired. I got you.
Can she be a SSBBW? Because I might know you somebody.
That's a little extra, but yeah, we'll see. Definitely hit me up. Definitely
hit me up. I got one for Indiana. She can work it, boy, without getting out of breath.
And oh, my God. Like, wow, okay.
550 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
That's an Amazon.
Yes.
All right, now. All right, there. Definitely hit me up. Keep me up. We'll talk. No discriminating right. Here now.
Ain't nothing like a super-sized, you know, little snow bunny.
Absolutely. Wouldn't that be cute to add a snow bunny?
Yeah.
Would it have to be in the North Carolina area or surrounding areas?
I would definitely say so. Or just be willing to travel. I mean, if you're cool with traveling, then hey, it is what it is.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Oh, okay. Because I know one. She wants to get into the biz. She's in Oklahoma.
Okay. Link up and, you know, give her my info.
I don't know about this, but you have a big ass.
Oh, that's my thing. That's my thing.
You do have a big ass, boy.
Look, I am known as the girl that will put oil on you before you go out. Like, I'll oil you up. Hi, honey. I'll oil you up if you need me to. I'm the oil girl. Where's the oil? Oh, she has it. And she has it. I'll oil you up, honey. And then be like, no homo, though.
She might need a prop, a chair. But
oh, my God.
What happened to you?
Yeah, we would provide anything you need. Chairs, pool table, swimming pool, movie stars.
She might need a chair. To do her
a chair. You know. A chair. You look like a chair. I'm so sorry. You done hired us a chair? Lord. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to be giggling, but y'all make me laugh so much.
You might need a chair as a prop, you know.
Oh, to lean on. I need a chair, too.
Yeah.
I got to, totally. I would definitely get her a chair, a rocking chair, if she can provide them dollars, make them dollars come in. I got to.
She's a confident big girl, you know. So
I got to.
I'll probably get you up if she's interested.
Please do.
She's a snow bunny. She cute.
Okay.
So, oh, well, that's all I got to say. I don't say
enough.
It's y'all
teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So funny.
She likes little chocolate, too. In her life.
I'm sure she does. She does.
So she would definitely fit in.
It does, don't they? Always. I don't know what it is about big white women and black men. Like, what do y'all see that we don't see? What's really good? What's really good? I'm trying to figure out something now. Like, what y'all getting? We ain't getting. Anyway, that's another topic.
Yeah, that's a whole other show.
Like, what's really good? Right? Like, what's really good?
Well, is there anything before we leave, like, to tell everybody out there that you forgot to tell?
Thank you, gentlemen.
You still there?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Did you forget to tell anything else about, you know, what you're doing and... anything else that you're doing?
No, I mean, we pretty much covered it all. Like I said, we're about plus size awareness, love yourself, be confident, join our team, and just be happy. Happy.
Well, one of my friends said you ever need a male reviewer for your team, she always invites you to send her some dick pictures so she can be the judge of it.
Hey. I had one big entertainer. I had an entertainer that hit me up, and he was big, muscular, everything. He sent me a naked picture, and I was like, is that his finger down there?
Ooh.
Like, how in the world are you that big, black, and built, and your is like a pinky? I was so upset and depressed. Like, you serious? That would have been a waste of time. Thank you. messing with an entertainer. Like, yeah, I hit an entertainer. What? What is this? I started to make it go viral. Like, don't you ever do me like that again. Don't you ever. He sent me that with confidence at that. Like, you serious?
Oh, no.
Oh.
He just wants. That's what it was.
Ooh. Confidence. Yeah. I need my $2 back or something.
Mm-mm.
No, that's. Yeah, that part. Let's not. Yeah, those packages, please. That's another topic, too.
Yeah, it is. Along with that. That
one,
that other one
you said. Yeah, baby. Another time.
Oh, that was. Wow. Do you still send dick pics out? Wow. Look how old I've gotten. I don't get dick pics anymore.
I get them repeatedly, like, hey, thanks. Good morning. I sent you a picture. Oh, okay.
Well, what group you know that is like just for guys for women to see dick pictures?
We need to make one.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make one.
No, because it's going to be a problem because one dude is going to be in there and be like, I don't
know.
Ain't
no dude's going to be in there.
Where are you going to get the dick pictures from?
Oh,
we're
going to
share.
Oh, see, y'all
share them. Yeah, share them. What if you get the same one another girl's got? And you're like, yeah, I've had my mouth all over this. And she's like, I had my mouth on that too. What?
Exactly. Then it's going to be a whole fight and everything else. Nah, that's okay. I thought about that too.
I'm trying to keep my good one to myself. I don't want to compare nothing. That's for me, no.
No, I mean, what's wrong with? Because I know I've had many a friend that's had deep pic files and they just store them up for, you know, rainy days.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, okay.
All we have to do is get in the group and you share your files. You share your dick pic files. That's
what's his name? Craig. Oh, I know him.
Well, we ain't going to give out no name.
Right.
You're going to be something then.
You just going to be able to recognize the dick from a pic?
Yes.
Wow. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You
yes.
Got
kind of I was
absolutely.
A I was just.
You wasn't expecting it from tip to sternum.
No. Mm-mm.
You was like, oh, this is a nice one. Come here. I'll save this one.
I was just sticking my foot in the water. I hadn't gotten that yet. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Since the few I had, don't want to erase them.
Oh, boy. See that? Go ahead. Get you some more.
I'm good. I'm all right.
Uh-huh.
That's I just right. Go to my private stash.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a good conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we would like to say, you should have told me you had another page because I would have used that name instead of, you know, your government name.
I know, right? I have 3 pages, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would use, you know, your entertainment page name.
I appreciate
but, you know.
It. Well, just hit me up on that page next time.
Intoxication Brown.
Mm-hmm.
For joining us on the show. You know, you can find her up at, you know, Intoxication Brown on Facebook. You can hit her up at, CTS, what is it?
BBW Entertainers.
BBW Entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let her know if she, you know, if you're a model, a plus-size model, or, you know, if you're a male stripper, let her know because she's always looking. So we'd like to thank her for coming, and hopefully we'll have to have you on here again in the near
Yay.
Future.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have to come back and tell us when your event and promote it.
I sure will. I thank you guys too. I had so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So, S&M coming on Monday?
Yep, we're coming on Monday at 11.
At 11 or 8:45?
11.
Okay.
We can't go home at 8:45. We'll be talking about, you know, Valentine's Day aftermath.
What?
Yeah. That's for people who, you know, they...
You can't be talking about side chicks a whole week
later. No, this is for...